This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Aid agencies say tens of thousands of people displaced by the fighting in South Sudan are in desperate need of clean water, food, medical supplies and shelter. Lorraine Bramwell is the country representative of South Sudan for Catholic Relief Services, and she spoke to me about the plight of the displaced.
Of course, the situation for the displaced people is extremely difficult. As you say, many, many people have fled their homes. They were, you know, unable to take anything with them, and they have arrived in places that they feel are safe, but where there is no infrastructure ready for them. So there are thousands of people in areas such as the Lake State next door to Jonglei who have no shelter, nothing. They're under trees. They don't have clean water, so there's a huge danger of disease from drinking dirty water. Children are getting sick, so there's a huge need for clean water, food, shelter, and healthcare. Many have also fled to UN camps where there is more provision. But because this was so sudden, the UN are also swamped and trying their best to deal with this, but also under-resourced in many of the camps.
But is aid now starting to arrive from the international community to cope, as you say, with this humanitarian emergency?
It is starting to arrive, but it's still very difficult because South Sudan was already a very underdeveloped country before this crisis. So roads are almost non-existent. So getting food around or supplies around, even without the insecurity and the concerns about safety, is very, very difficult. So supplies are starting to come in. Many NGOs are starting to support, but there's a need for a great deal more.
So how is Catholic Relief Services helping to cope with the situation?
In the early days of the emergency in Juba, Catholic Relief Services did help with some distribution of water at the cathedral, the Catholic Cathedral in Juba, where many thousands of people had also fled. Unfortunately, our main operations are in Jonglei State, which has been one of the worst hit by the crisis. Our staff are among the displaced people who had to flee their homes. So we at this moment are coordinating with other Caritas agencies to see how best we can support. But at the moment, we are very much still pulling our staff together and making plans for how we can best support people in this crisis.
If the fighting should go on, though, for some time, what are the implications for these people? Is there likely to be considerable loss of life?
Well, obviously, with ongoing fighting, civilians are always impacted by that. But we're hopeful. We're really hoping that these peace talks come to something and we begin to be able to respond in a more peaceful environment.